Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. My name is Dina. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. This week, we have a lovely guest joining us. It is my sister, Nadia, and her spirit guide, Virgil. I think it's been, how long has it been since Virgil's been on? I think it's been a good year, year and a half since he's made an appearance.
Probably a little over a year.
Yeah. Well, Virgil, we thank you for being here today.
He says, thank you for having me.
Now, is he English or Irish or Scottish?
He's English.
Oh, well, I'll be in the UK soon. just FYI. See you there. So we have some questions about all these alien, well, I actually don't want to say sightings, but we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, recently, we've had a hearing in Congress about the fact that there's been, you know, aliens, which we all kind of know anyway. I don't think that's really a secret anymore, but it seems to be really in the news. And I wonder if he has any thoughts on why this is, I hate to say coming out now, because I think we've known for a long time that we've had visitations.
Well, he says, well, no shit. He said, of course, this has been, you know, this is has been happening. It's not anything new. It's, you know, people are finally believing it because other people, other higher officials were telling them to believe it.
Yeah.
Nobody would believe the guy in the field who went to visit another realm. Exactly. Or not crop circles, but another field who was abducted and taken and brought back. Nobody would believe that guy.
Yeah, nobody believes that guy and all the
protein. He said they would think he was a bit of a loon.
Yes, they do. There was a period in the early 2000s or the late 1990s. There were so many movies, and even, of course, my favorite show, The X-Files, where, you know, people were always chasing or looking for evidence for, you know, UFOs and aliens and stuff. But so what are his thoughts about, does he think we're having more visitations than we've had in history or no?
No, we're having the same amount of visitations. It's just that they're now being revealed and being truthful about it.
I think we've had this discussion before, Virgil, but why are these beings coming to Earth? Obviously, they're more technologically advanced. I mean, what could we possibly have here that would be of interest to them?
It's not what we have. It's what they could offer.
Oh.
Not every alien probe was to hurt people, but to explore and discover what advancements could be made on our behalf. Yes. Maybe women had the brunt of the uncomfortableness of these probes. And it may be unfortunate that some of these have actually caused like generational health issues, but that was not their intention and not known at the time.
Oh no, that sounds crazy.
And so here's what I see. I see, he says that the universe is vast, and for people to think that you have just the angelic plane, the spirit guides, the gods, and whoever, all that in separate layers. It is not like that. It's like one big room where people commingle, or not people, but entities, deities, everything, they commingle. So conversations are had.
Interesting. I guess he's right, though. That's the way I guess, because that's how I understand, you know, things, but I see things in layers too, or I perceive things in layers where you have, like you said, like the spirit guides are hanging out over here doing whatever, and then you have the deities and blah 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 blah. That's kind of the way I saw it too. But if they're commingling, well then help a sister out. Who are your friends and your friends' friends? Like I mean, geez Louise. So then with these other entities, I feel very stupid answering this question, but I have to ask, right? Because we have free will down here. So would you say that the creator, creatrix, the source God, whatever you want to call it, allows for there to be interference from other galaxies? Like other beings can interfere with this species?
When you say interfere, what do you mean? Because it's everything is still, you have to look back at a spiritual level, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big brother or sister helping their little brother or sister advance in life.
Oh, well, I guess when I meant interfere, I guess I kind of meant it in that way too, because I just assume that we have, you know, we learn through our experiences in a very humanistic way. But if there were to be contact with a far advanced species, then isn't that kind of cheating?
He says you still have free will. You still have to believe what you hear or see.
So,
and no, it's not cheating. It's like a mother or father teaching you how to spell your name before you get to school, how to read a book, how to do math. That's not necessarily cheating.
True.
And you have to have the want to learn.
So then a couple of questions here. First one then, since he's saying that, is he saying that many people, you know, have this belief that long ago, aliens, whatever you want to call them, came to the earth to help engineer like humans or help them create, you know, evolve their civilization, essentially advance their civilization. So that's why we have all of these great structures that have, you know, lasted the sands of time, like, was there interference in that level where they came and helped the people to advance?
There was interference in many ways. Maybe what I see is humanoid people that look more human. There were those who were put in trance states who were getting their information and their ideas. So like telepathically.
Okay.
And people had to believe their ideas. And where did their ideas come from?
Right. That's true. I don't know about you. I'm still searching for an idea. I'm just kidding. But no, I understand what he's saying then. So then you can say today, right? It's okay that, or they could come here and still communicate with the people and help us to advance in whatever ways that we need advancement.
Yes, and it happens regularly with new ideas and new advancement in our technology.
It's just that we can't see the aliens.
Some of us cannot, no. And those of us who can, I'm sure they are not, we are not looking for their knowledge.
Yes, well, let's jump into that then, because I have a friend, and then you too, Nadia, who can actually see these beings. Now, I assume they're not all the same, coming from the same place or of the same kind. Like there has to be multiple different types, but some of the people that I know say that they can see them in their room at night.
Yes. Of course they're not all the same type, and just like us humans have different races, and our Earth has different species, it's the same with them. They're not the same. They don't all look the same. Some may look more human than others. It just depends. But I totally believe that you can see them, because I know I personally have, which is going to make me sound crazy. But yes, there was one time I was in bed at night and woke up, couldn't sleep. It was dark, but not super dark in my room. You know, you have like the light of the sky outside and your eyes adjust to the darkness. And I swear, outside of the windows, I could just see green glowing lights, like kind of like weird green glowing lights, almost like an aurora borealis. I'm just staring at these lights through the blinds. The blinds are closed, but you can see the glare. I turn on my back, close my eyes, and then I look up again when my eyes are open, and I see this little small tiny being like hanging out on my ceiling fan, which was really weird to me. It was very small, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you're really there. I look again, the lights are still there to my left. I look up. He's still there. I close my eyes, open them. Not there, and neither are the lights. Ugh. They're just gone.
So ask Virgil, why are they visiting like that? I mean, number one, that's not pleasant. But number two, why are they checking in on their people?
It's a possibility if you believe in star seeds and our spirits or souls or ourselves have originated in different galaxies, different realms. It's a possibility, yes, that they're checking in on you. You know, we always say that if you believe that you're a spirit or a soul or an entity or energy that could be reincarnated, who's to say you were only reincarnated on Earth?
Right.
And who's to say this is where you started?
That's true. That is very true. Because yeah, like you said, Nadia, I've recently spoken to people too who have this experience of seeing them in their bedrooms. And I thank the heavens that has never happened to me. I'm so glad. But yeah, some people have very terrifying experiences, and you know, you tell anybody and then all of a sudden you're batshit crazy.
Crazy. Right.
Mm-hmm. So people are reluctant to share, you know, if they've been abducted or had a, you know, I don't know, contact or something.
Oh, of course, because, you know, their friends will disown them. They'll talk about them. But anymore, I feel like with society making it acceptable, it'll be more accepted that people can say, yes, I have had this experience, and people will actually be more interested than shunning them.
So if you do see one in your room, should you talk to them, ask them why they're there? I mean, I'm assuming the communication is telepathic.
If you can get over the fear, sure. Talk to them.
I mean, you can talk to them with your eyes closed, right?
I'm sure you can talk to them. I have not tried. I can tell you that last night when I woke up and saw these weird images in my room, I definitely was not asking them to talk to me. I was asking them to leave, because it's at night, in the middle of the night. It's dark, super dark, and you're not expecting anything to be there when you open your eyes, but the darkness. So yeah, if you can get over your fear, sure, talk to them. I'm sure they'll have plenty to say.
But does he have any knowledge, like, why are they coming in the middle of the night? Like, what are they hoping to learn or gain? Are they hoping to communicate?
He said the middle of the night is more incognito.
This is not sounding safe or loving.
It isn't about it's not about scaring. I think it's more about their safety.
Oh, okay.
Their intention is not to scare humans, but they have to think about their safety and whereas if they are seen in broad daylight, oh my gosh, the whole world is ready to blow them up.
But wait a minute. Many of us, we actually, look, things have changed. I don't know if we'd be willing to blow them up. Most of us want to escape. Mm. Just put it out there. You know, most of us would probably be like, please take us away somewhere else. I don't know.
So you're telling me if you got a knock on your door and it was this weird alien being, you'd be like, sure, come on in.
I mean, what can he offer?
If you saw their vessel floating, hovering over your parking lot, you'd be like, cool, let me just go out and not call the National Guard, the government, or whoever. You would just be like, cool, let me go outside and see what they want. No!
I wouldn't. Do you really think I'd be out there and be like, oh, let me call in the government so they can kill you all?
You would not. You would not, but people would.
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
We can't even have illegal aliens come to our country without being killed.
I know. It's sad. It's sad. I know.
Could you imagine if worldly aliens came? Not happening.
Well, we're going to have to figure out a new system, because this night stuff is just not working.
No, and I agree, but They think of their safety without realizing the fear that they put in humans.
So you said there's all different types, right? And we understand that. So the type that comes to you has to, I mean, they know you. They know everything about you. They are probably related species-wise, right?
Correct.
So that's what you really look like?
You share some familial, I say familial, but familiar bonds. The soul, spiritual bonds, soul bonds, energy bonds, whatever you want to call them.
Interesting. So then it would be worthwhile for you, at least, Nadia, to have a discussion with them because those are your people.
It, like I said, if I could get past the fear of being by myself in the dark.
It is.
I mean, seeing these big-headed, weird-eyed creatures, yes. And it necessarily was not like a traditional alien you see. It was like a weird human-looking alien with a weird head.
And it was small?
No, there was more than one, and it was not small. Like, the head was ginormous. Their body was small, and it was floating in the air.
Oh my gosh. But we need that technology. Sorry. I want to float.
Oh, so don't we all?
Yeah.
That'll be something I will work on and get back to you on if I can build up the courage not to be fearful that it is just an alien and not anything else in my room.
That's true. I know. So I don't know. There's just a part of me that still, I know that we're on this little rock floating in the universe. I just still can't get past just the visitations and that they want to help us advance, but I'm sure it's not just technologically, like in many other ways. I mean, obviously they have to be watching what's happening to the planet and the fact that it's on fire.
Yes. And I feel like, let's see. So he says that for some, it's sad because that was not the plan. Like, the technology brought forth was not meant to be put here to harm one another.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a little disappointing.
Yes, it is. But I mean, obviously they're advanced enough to know, like, humans, we never change. I mean, we evolve and then we regress. We evolve, you know, evolve and take several steps back, and you know, it's been the same for centuries.
True, it has been the same for centuries.
So,
which is why, like, you know, gods and goddesses and spirit guides and angels are irrelevant at times and then relevant again.
I know, it's crazy. What are his thoughts about that, unrelated to what we've been talking about? But like he said, certain things are relevant and other things are irrelevant. I mean, as he knows, Christianity has been relevant for a very long time now, like a super long time. But I mean, prior to that, there were, of course, all these different types of beliefs, but things are changing. Wouldn't he say that people are looking elsewhere for answers? They're contacting other beings for answers. They're stepping away from what has become, you know, very normalized and traditional everywhere.
He says, yes, people are stepping away, but it's not for the faint of heart, because you run the risk of sounding like a lunatic.
Yes.
Running around speaking things, spouting things that you can't prove, even though you truly cannot prove Christianity.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's completely correct. Like, if you know, even channeling other beings, you know, you do that and people find out, then yeah, you need to be in a straitjacket, you know.
However, he says, reading the Bible, for Christians, there's many people who did channeling and they were accepted.
True.
But he says there's a lot of hypocrisy. And if that's one thing that Christianity has created, is hypocrisy.
Oh no, Virgil spitting facts. Oh man. Yes, but I do think, you know, I mean, granted, you know, we probably won't be here to see like large scale change, but I do think things are shifting. Like people are starting to, not just starting, but I feel like a larger group of people, groups of people do look elsewhere for answers instead of just reading the same book century after century. You know, people are looking elsewhere and tapping in themselves for answers.
He says people are coming back, you know, to this plane and realizing what they are being told doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. It isn't correct. And they are leaning more into that than just having blind faith.
Right. That's true. That's a good way of putting it too. I mean, it's good for humanity. Questioning what you've been told, I think, is one of the most important things that you can do.
Yes, it is. And the weak follow blindly.
Yeah, but that's also complicated. I mean, it's a complicated issue. I mean, when you're indoctrinated into a belief since you were young, it becomes more difficult to, you know, look elsewhere or trust anything else.
True, but it happens.
It does happen. Yes, it does. It really does. I know we're coming up on time, but I have to ask this because I'm very curious, Virgil, since I know you know all. I had to ask, where's Nadia from, star system wise? Which galaxies? How far away? Because, you know, we're blood related, but I realized that she could be from galaxy whatever, like 1.678. I don't know. I'm just making something up, and I could be something else. I don't get no visitations, and I am very grateful for that. Everybody can write that down from above. And I don't need that, but you do constantly. So where is she from that she's getting these constant like visitations?
He says, yeah, although we're blood related, we are not spiritually related. And as far as why where I'm from, I honestly, let me see if I can hear anything. Dina, I swear, it's so hilarious. It's something with an M and I can't. I'm like manatees, Maldives, I don't know.
Oh no. Is it a water place then?
It's a water place for sure. I can't think. It is. It's water. All I see is blue and water. I just can't think of what it is. I can't hear it. I just know it. I'm like, it's Maldives, manatees. I don't know. But I swear I heard that our father is Alpha Centauri.
What? Are you serious?
Yes.
I have to do research when I hang up. Okay, where am I from then? And it better be a cool place, but it doesn't have to be water.
Oh my gosh, that's a good question. I have no name, Adina. All I see is someplace that has the soft yellow colors, orange yellows, floral pollen. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's a very soft place.
So,
which would make sense for your spirit, I think.
I know, me too, because I love yellow flowers. Just hearing that,
but I'm also, like, also like kind and gentle.
Oh.
You know, like, not that you were kind and gentle, but but not a place of war and not confrontational.
That's very interesting. Is it, this is so dumb, but he's talking like separate galaxies, right?
Correct.
Oh my God. So if people are from different galaxies in the same family, how does that occur?
There are things that we can learn from each other. Whatever I bring, whatever traits you bring from your galaxy, whatever traits I bring, whatever traits Dad brings, we bring those together to learn from each other. You know, see, that's like, you know, universe wise, but if you look at it as human, it's almost like different cultures coming together and teaching each other.
Right. I can't believe you're, so what does Alpha Centauri look like then? Is it also water? Is it?
But these Alpha Centauris are also very humanoid.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And I don't know if this is true because I've not done any research, but I also feel like they are protectors.
So if they're protectors, then what are your people like? What are they?
Oh God, I don't, Dina, I feel like fishermen, but I don't think that's correct because I don't think there's necessarily fish there, but like harness the energy of water.
Oh, really? Okay. Does that resonate with you?
Well, I feel like I've always been around water. Yeah. And like, I love to be around water. And if I could do anything, it would be around water. So yeah, that part resonates with me.
So what is my species known for?
It is like it's very peaceful. Ugh, I feel like I hear botany, but I don't think that's like necessarily maybe growth.
Interesting. I like that. I feel like that resonates with me. I love flowers. Okay. So can we ask Virgil, is he from any of these star systems or is he somewhere else?
He says we all originate from some star system.
Is he in any galaxies that we're in?
A clear no. It may not have been discovered yet, but he's definitely been on Earth and in human form before.
Okay.
Which is why he loved England, which is why he represents himself as an Englishman.
Oh, well, I feel that. You should know. I definitely feel that. I love England. Okay. I don't know. That's super cool. That's really, really neat because when you think about these galaxies are so far apart from each other, but yet we're still coming together to incarnate in human form. This is a dumb question, but when we go back home or when we're coming here to incarnate, are there, for lack of a better word or a better term, are there wormholes that we're taking to come to this galaxy? Like, how are we traveling? Through what means?
He just says, once again, just remember time and space are not linear, and definitely wormholes and layers upon layers. So it's easier to travel through a wormhole, but weird, Dina, like phasing into the next realm, like your spirit just phases into the next realm.
I don't know.
And it isn't like, depending on how many times you've incarnated on Earth, it isn't always easy. You have to get acclimated, which is probably why it takes so many years to like phase into a different dimension.
So that's the same though, going anywhere, not just Earth.
Correct.
It's so crazy. It really does feel like you're in the Matrix. I don't know how else to put it. It really feels like that's it. You know, we wake up and then we're back in our galaxy and whatever body or form or whatever it is that we're in, but the traveling into wormholes, I don't know, that just blows my mind. Or fading into a dimension. It just seems, I don't know, it seems so sci-fi. I can't get over that. That's interesting. So that's pretty cool, Virgil. We appreciate the information you shared today. It's always fun dialoguing and learning with you. So we thank you for showing up today.
Yes, he doesn't have anything but smart comments to say, so I will keep those to myself. But he appreciates being called upon.
Oh, no problem. I don't know. It's just very, very neat, and it excites me about everything. It's like when you know, you get to sit down and talk about this stuff. It's just, you get to stand back and realize just how magical the entire process is, but just how we only perceive such a small percentage of what's really going on. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yes. He says we're about a dot in the vast universe. So it is very exciting.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, we won't keep you. So Virgil, again, thank you for coming and we'll have to chit chat another day.
Anytime.